Hello, friends. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com. Before we take you to your favorite Sports History Network show, just want to tell you a little bit about some merch that you can pick up that represents your favorite SHN podcast. So far, there's t-shirts, coffee mugs, and even books from some of the authors that do podcasts right here on SHN. Who could buy something better than that than have the history right from the gentleman that you hear talking about it? But we also are adding things each and every day. And where's that store, may you ask? Well, it's at SportsHistoryNetwork.com. Up at the top, there is the SHN merch button. Click on that. It'll take you right to the store, and you can be representing your favorite podcast and show the world that, hey, on the swag that I'm using, it's the headquarters of Sports Yesteryear, Sports History Network, and my favorite podcaster, the Sports History Network store. Shop there today. A football league changes its name. A special allocation draft for a team in Oakland. All this and some great legends of the game coming up in just a moment. This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. This is your host, Darren Hayes, and we're podcasting from the Pigpen in Western Pennsylvania to bring you the memories of the gridiron one day at a time. So with Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff supplying us with the tunes, let's go no huddle through today's football history headlines.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hello, my football friends. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com, and welcome once again to the Pigpen and your football history headlines for this March 3rd. We have a great episode coming up today, but before we get started, I wanted to let you know we are still right smack in the middle of our Football by Numbers series, and that'll pick up again tomorrow night as we will have Dana Augister of the Historically Speaking podcast join us to talk about the great number 12s in NFL history. So make sure you don't miss that one. It's going to be a good one because Dana's very entertaining with his Historically Sports podcast. Now let's get into your football history headlines. March 3rd, 1950, the National American Football League reverts back to calling itself just the NFL after 3 months. According to Wikipedia, after the NFL absorbed the All-American Football Conference, the AAFC, on December 9, 1949, the 13 teams were realigned into the American and National Conferences, which lasted for 3 seasons. The merged league briefly flirted with the name National American Football League, but restored the name to National Football League a few months later on that March 3rd in 1950. March 3rd, 1960, at a special AFL meeting in Oakland, the allocation draft was formulated to stock the Oakland club. The issue at hand was that Oakland was a late replacement franchise for the Twin Cities franchise that resigned after the initial AFL draft due to the NFL announcing that a new Vikings franchise in the metro area of St. Paul and Minneapolis. In that round of the AFL meetings kicked off in Leamington Hotel in Oakland, it was determined that 14 players who were originally selected by the Minneapolis-St. Paul in the AFL draft were signed by fellow AFL clubs for Oakland. They would transfer them to the newly minted franchise, the Oakland Raiders. Now I'd like to take a break from your football history headlines before we get into those Hall of Fame birthdays and hear a little message of one of my partners on the Sports History Network and what they have going on in their podcast.
This is Jeremy McFarland from the Footballist Family Podcast. And I want to encourage you, if you get a chance, to come over to the Footballist Family Podcast, where we look at what makes football special and family to each person. We talk about each team and we talk about the stories behind why fans love those teams. I encourage you to come and join us in our discussion. Thank you.
There's always some interesting stories going on with that podcast. Great one to listen to. Make sure you check it out on sportshistorynetwork.com. Now let's get to your Hall of Fame birthdays for this March 3rd. We'll start off in 1890, South Orange, New Jersey. The brilliant Yale quarterback from 1909 through 1911, Art Howe, arrived into the world. The footballfoundation.org website states that Howe was a sophomore quarterback on a Yale team that went 10-0 and outscored its opponents 209-0. Art followed that season up in his junior year of 1910 when he threw a touchdown pass to John Kilpatrick to edge out the tough Princeton squad by the score of 5-3. On November 18, 1911, against Princeton, Howe set a collegiate record by returning 18 kicks in one game. Art Howe was inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame in 1973. March 3rd, 1917, Henderson, Tennessee. Vanderbilt University stud center from 1935 through the 1937 season, Carl Hinkle was born. Hinkle was the most decorated lineman in the South in 1937, winning the Southeastern Conference's most valuable player honors, as well as All-American honors and recognition. He led the team in tackles and was among the team leaders in pass interceptions, according to the NFF. Hinkle was the leader of the famous Vandy Ironmen of 1937. They suffered a heartbreaking 9-7 loss in the final game of the season to Alabama that cost them a shot to play in a Rose Bowl. The National Football Foundation panel of voters selected Carl Hinkle's collegiate football resume to be entered into the annals of history in the College Football Hall of Fame in 1959. March 3, 1952, Warren, Ohio. Randy Gratishar, the great Ohio State Buckeye linebacker from 1971 to 1973, was born. The Football Foundation's website bio on Gratishar claims that he was an All-American candidate in 1972 and held the unanimous distinction in 1973 of the honor. Gratishar was an academic All-American in 1973 as well, and he was elected to the GTE Academic Hall of Fame in 1992. The NFF chose the collegiate gridiron achievements worthy of archiving with the legends when in 1998 they inducted Randy Gratishar into the College Football Hall of Fame. After school, he made the Denver Broncos team and played there 10 years with the franchise, making the Pro Bowl 7 times during that span. March 3, 1962, Wrightsville, Georgia. The outstanding running back from the University of Georgia Bulldogs of the 1980s, Herschel Walker, celebrates his day of birth. In Herschel's 3 years at Georgia, he was a unanimous All-American every year per the NFF. When he left after his junior year, he owned 41 school records, 16 Southeastern Conference records, and 11 NCAA records. As a freshman in 1980, he led Georgia to a 12-0 record and a national championship. In 33 regular season games, he scored 55 touchdowns and rushed for 5,259 yards, an average of 159 yards a game, that is. In his final year of 1982, Walker finally won that Heisman Trophy. The College Football Hall of Fame threw its doors wide open to accept the college resume and legacy of Herschel Walker into its fold in 1999. March 3rd, 1967, Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Clarkston Hines, the nifty wide receiver of 1986 through 1989 from Duke University, celebrated his entrance into life. The NFF says that Clarkston was a two-time All-American, and he was the only player in ACC history to lead the league in receiving yards 3 consecutive seasons. When he ended his collegiate career, Hines held the ACC record for career touchdown receptions with 38. Clarkston Hines was inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame in the year 2010. Once again, we appreciate you joining us here. Once again, as you do every day, because we're here every day talking about football history, we don't miss it. A beat, 365 days a year. We're here on even the holidays because we want you to have that gridiron history, and we hope you'll join us by subscribing, telling all your friends and neighbors about us, and make sure you listen every single day to us. You can go to thesportshistorynetwork.com and find this podcast each and every day, along with 17 to 18 other great podcasts that is growing all the time. Arnie Chapman's doing a wonderful job over there. Make sure you check that out, or you can go to our flagship website, thepigskindispatch.com/podcast. You'll find all our podcasts there, or just go to pigskindispatch.com and you'll see all the great articles that go along with the positive people of football. And it's a great place. So until tomorrow, everybody, have a great gridiron day. Peeking up at the clock, the time's running down. We're going to go into victory formation, take a knee, and let this baby run out. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you back tomorrow for the next podcast. We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. Pigskindispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. Special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, Sports History fan. This is Arnie Chapman. aka the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Do you wish you knew more about the 100 seasons of the NFL? You're in luck because you found the Football History Dude podcast, where each episode is a journey back in time to learn about the rich history of the NFL. From the founding of the league in an auto showroom, all the way to what it is today, America's favorite sport and a behemoth of an industry. My name is Ernie Chapman. Football is my passion, and I want you to come along with me each week to explore the yesteryear of the gridiron. So hop on board my DeLorean, and let's get this baby up to 88 miles per hour.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.